Okay, so the minutes were sent at 7:34 p.m. They weren't sent then. They were sent. They were sent at today at 12:05 a.m. I guess that's Eastern. Okay, so there was a point of order that was not correctly documented, Adriana.
Madam Chair, I don't have that email. You said 12:05 today. That must be something new because I'm looking and I cannot find it.
Do you have a copy of the minutes that you're speaking, that you're saying? I think this is the same. There has been no changes.
I don't know if there was any changes.
What is the point of order that you think, you know, where is it? Is it on the agenda?
Like I said, can you send me again? Because you are saying that you received those minutes at the time that I don't see it here. I want the secretary to tell me when he sent the last minute, because it's not what I have here.
That's Bill.
Bill, can I answer? Did you send minutes since 12:05?
Well, I resent the same ones that I sent late last night.
Okay. So it's the same one that you have, Adriana.
He sent it at 12:05. I see one at 12:05, but I don't see anything attached to those.
You don't see the minutes?
Yeah, I see it now. Yes. I want to see if they are exactly the same, but if it's not the same, that is exactly what I saw.
This is Carol.
So what on those minutes are you wanting to be corrected?
The secretary is paraphrasing all that we said. Know exactly what happened.
Could you please refer to what item you're talking to?
Madam Chair, read the whole damn minutes.
Well, you're going to have to be specific as to what you want changed.
Madam Chair, may I?
I'm trying to go to the line.
You please send in writing to the whole board your understanding of those minutes, and then we can take a look at it and change it if necessary. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to move on because we don't need to read minutes if you're not ready to do that yet. So would you please send in writing what you are disputing in the minutes? And we'll move this minute approval to later in the meeting.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
We could always approve them and then amend them later if there's actually corrections needed. I don't know what she's talking about, that which ones need to be changed, but maybe I'd ask Mr. Tatum, but my understanding is that we're not supposed to put in discussion. We just put in what the board decided, motions that were made, disposition of the motions, things like that, and points of order. But some of the points of order get really long and vague, but I try to put the important points in there.
Okay. All right. So if there's any missing, just please let us know, Adriana, and we'll add them later. Okay. So is there any other corrections for the minutes? Carol, you're trying to get the floor.
I just wanted to say something similar to what Bill said, that the motion, I don't know what I said, but it's moving the acceptance of the minutes with the necessary corrections. So I think we could vote on it, get the corrections later even.
So are there any other, if there's no other corrections then to the minutes, is there any objections to accepting the minutes?
Madam Chair, that is very clear. Point number four. Bill Crozier put there, the secretary put there his interpretation, and he put words that you can see that are not in the recording. When he explained the whole situation, it's so convenient for him because he put his, whatever his view was, and not necessarily what happened. And I asked everybody, go and check the recording, and you see that this didn't happen the way that Bill Crozier is narrating this here. Okay?
We can't hear you, Nancy.
I'm reading it.
To read it out loud, I think it's okay, but if you want me to change something, I can.
Okay, it says, Hairwagon and Kasanave objected to consideration of the motion, saying it had not been posted on the KPFTX calendar at least 7 days in advance. Steinberg disagreed and said he had posted it 7 days in advance before midnight on January 21st. The chair ruled that the motion was in order and had the proper notice. The parliamentarian advised that Kasanave's objections were out of order because she had interrupted and not been recognized by the chair. I don't think that needs to go in there. Davis moved to extend time by 10 minutes. Sabah seconded. Time motion to extend was approved by a vote of 12. Yes, 3 no, 2 abstain. As follows. And then it went on. Let's see. The vote, this is just details of the vote. And then the vote was interrupted by the chair, who adjourned the meeting before the voting was complete. But at the time of the adjournment, the vote was 10 yes or no, as follows, with the people that had voted. Okay. So, yeah, there's probably too much in this item 4. I would actually probably just strike that whole paragraph.
Madam Chair,
is the Secretary a question?
Okay, what's your question, Bill?
Do you want me to strike the first paragraph under number 4?
Oh, okay, so the point of order. Keep the point of order up until the point of the chair ruled the motion was in order. And had
that wasn't the point of order, Madam Chair.
What was the point of order?
Let me know what you wanted to leave.
It's not in there. What was the point of order that was not in there that you wanted in there?
It says what I'm saying, and I keep repeating the same thing. That is what Mr. Crozier wants us to believe that happened, but everybody that listened to the meeting knows that this wasn't like this.
Point
what
of information.
What we objected to, we said that those, that programming committee motions were not in the original calling from the special meeting. And we were answered that yes, that was original, and I Mr. Steinberg said that I couldn't, obviously, member Director Casenave couldn't understand the difference in what was posted. And then I sent to you the screenshots.
Right.
Director Steinberg didn't say at any, he said originally, we were talking about the originally posting. He never said in the meeting that he put it before midnight on January 21st. That is an invention. That came later on after the meeting by Bill Crozier email. All of that is email.
All
right. It's invention from Crozier.
Okay. Okay, I will listen to that part of the meeting again, and I will pull out the points of order to change this to, and I'll send the changes to the whole board, and we'll ask Bill at that point to adjust the minutes. So is there any other corrections for the minutes?
Jan Goodman for the staff, please.
Yes, Jan.
May I suggest that the members who object to the minutes because they have a better recollection be requested to supply their alternative version of the minutes? Because you, as
the
chair, have...
I like that much better, yes.
You have a lot of things to do, and they know what they think should be in there, let them put it, and then okay. we can revisit yeah. it next meeting.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that's okay. Yes, Mr. Parliamentarian?
No, it's Maxie.
Maxie, sorry. You have a similar voice.
But I'm actually asking if the parliamentarian can give some counsel, if you will, on the best way for this process to be handled from an efficiency okay. standpoint. I don't question at all the Adriana's intent, and I think clearly there's evidence that she had everything that she's acknowledging we're bearing as mm-hmm. true. The question yeah. I have is there a procedural or a process that can make this process more efficient than doing this on the call in the way that we're doing it?
Right. Well, I think we just agreed to have Adriana send her corrections to the board, and we don't need to discuss this anymore, but if the parliamentarian has other suggestions, that would be greatly welcomed.
Yeah, parliamentarian for the stack.
Go ahead.
Thank you, because just what Maxie was saying, and you also, Nancy, was on my mind to say, and that is the minutes must be corrected the same way motions are corrected. In other words, you have several choices for correcting the minute. You can amend the minute. You can strike out things that are in the minute. You can add things to the minutes that weren't there. And it's up to the person who wants to make the corrections to decide whether they're adding words, whether they're deleting words, or whether they are amending words. So those are basically, the three ways to correct minutes. By amending them, which means changing something that are in the minutes, deleting something that's in the minute, or adding something to the minutes that's not there. And that should be very clear cut. And that's the proper way to do that, Madam Chair.
Okay, but preferably this is done before the meeting. It's the corrections are sent before the meeting starts, and it's not. I think the point was that it's not like done word by word in the meeting. It's done either at the meeting or before the meeting or after the meeting, unless it's a minor change.
Is correct, and that is the purpose of sending the minutes out ahead of time. That is the purpose for that, so that people can come and say, well, this word should not be here. I move that we delete that word. Or I move that this be amended to say such and such. And we're talking about words, paragraphs, and sentences.
Right, and it needs to be specific at the time. If it's going to be in the meeting, it has to be specific, not that there's, you know, the they're not quite right, and they shouldn't say that. They need to supply exactly what it should say.
Exactly.
And this is not being done at this point, so we need to have that process moved to outside of the meeting and into email where everyone can see it, and we'll approve it hopefully unanimously. By email. If not, I guess we can take up a correction at a future meeting.
And then the other thing, too, is that once it's done before the meeting, ahead of the meeting, when you get to the meeting, that's when these corrections can be accepted by unanimous consent at the meeting, or they can be seconded. But if they're controversial, they will have to be voted on, because someone may want to amend the minutes, but the majority does not agree with the deletion, insertion, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's the only thing that needs to be done.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So now we're going to, if there's no further corrections other than the one that Adriana is going to send later on, which we will have to approve later on, is there any objection to the minutes?
Madam Chair, point of information.
What's your request for information?
Madam Chair, you are saying, first of all, we need to receive the minutes with enough time. No one is convenient for somebody to send it. We need to receive it with enough time for
What's
us to correct.
What is your question, Adriana? What is
my
your question?
That's why, Madam Chair, my question
you
is,
want me to down?
How can we, when we okay. clearly, what, you want me to say
Dan, are you muted? Dan, do you need to mute your phone?
Yeah, but they don't.
Somebody
they are
needs
trying to cover
your
my
phone.
Voice. Yeah,
go
they
ahead.
Are doing that. They cannot play like in Maestro Conference.
Go ahead,
they are
Adriana.
Doing something different. Yes.
Adriana, do you need to mute your phone? Are you talking to someone?
I'm talking to you, Madam Chair, if
well,
you pay
then,
attention.
Well, then
I'm
please
talking
proceed
to you.
With your question. Will you please
well, I cannot you. Talk in the meantime that you are talking, Madam Chair.
Will you please
Catherine,
proceed with your question?
With the, what I'm saying, okay. Madam Chair, is... You want me to send the corrections for the language that was invented there and put what I said that was more lies and deception, right?
I want
that
you to send.
You want me-
I want you to send what you
okay.
What you heard as the
no. What I said. No. What is in the recording, Madam Chair? Don't we
what,
have a
that's
recording?
Right. It's in the recording. What is in the
exactly.
recording? Yes. Please do.
Exactly.
Please do.
Exactly.
Okay?
It means the secretary can do it too because it's in the recording. But that's okay. I will do it.
But you're the one that wants
my
to make
question.
You're the one that wants to make the correction. Okay.
I
that's
know. That's why, Madam Chair. That's why, Madam Chair. I'm saying that
What's
we should
question?
Approve. We should
what
approve.
Is your question?
Should we approve the minutes once that the corrections are on? Because
we will,
it will be so easy to bring it back
after you. After you send your corrections,
perfect.
We will approve your corrections to the minutes, okay?
Perfect.
And in the meantime, we're going to approve the minutes as they are. Because
we
don't have your
do that, Madam Chair.
Because, Adriana, hang on, because we do not have your correction yet. So we cannot approve the minutes with your correction. We'll have to
we cannot approve
do that. And we're going to listen to
we
me.
We cannot approve meetings with a bunch of lies.
We're going to do that in the future.
How can we approve meetings that are live?
Well, then you should have sent your correction before the meeting started.
Can we postpone it to the next meeting? Then we will have the right thing. We'll approve
okay,
meetings
I have a decision. I have a motion to postpone the approval of these minutes until the next meeting. Is there a second?
Benito.
William seconds.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
We
go to a vote.
Approve them subject to the corrections.
Go to the vote.
Okay. This is a motion to postpone approval to the next meeting. Is that right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Gary Boast? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis? Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine votes no. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer? Can't hear you, Ken. Tony Leon?
Dwayne votes yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark votes yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
I already got you. I already got you, Dwayne. Sorry. Ken Laufer? Can't hear you, Ken. Tony Leon?
Yes.
Okay. Tony votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Mansoor Sabah votes no.
Mansoor votes no. Nancy, or I'll come back to you, Nancy. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Oscula Washington?
Yes.
Oscula votes yes. Going back, I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander or Gary Bost or Joseph Davis or Ken Lau.
It's a no for Gary. No for Gary.
Okay. Okay. Gary votes no. Thank you. Anybody else?
Ken Laufer.
Yeah, I didn't hear Ken. Are you on, Ken? Maybe you're muted. I didn't get a vote for him.
Okay.
We have six yes. 12 no. Zero abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay. Six yes, 12 no, one abstention.
Okay. So I'm going to have a correction, and that is that the second sentence and the last sentence of that first paragraph under item four be removed because that information is in dispute and it's not really necessary. So then it would just read, Hairwagon and Casanave objected to the consideration of the motion, saying it had not been posted at least 7 days. The chair ruled that the motion was in order and had the proper notice, period. That's so, my correction.
Okay, so let me make sure. So delete the sentence that says Steinberg disagreed and said he had posted at least 7 days in advance. That sentence. Okay, was there any other deletions?
And the last sentence. Parliamentarian advised Casanave objection around water, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. I'll second that. if that helps.
Okay, thanks. Any objections to so I think that people would understand that was true. Okay, so is there any objections to accepting the minutes as corrected by Sorden?
Wait, clarification, Madam Chair.
And if Adriana wants to change it further later on, she can do that. I'm just doing this for now.
So you want to approve the minutes with your correction?
Right.
Okay,
Jan Goodman seconds if necessary.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is there any objections to accepting the minutes? Okay, please take the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, I'm sorry, I wrote this down so I know what this vote's for. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so it's to approve the minutes as amended.
No, as is with one correction.
Right.
That's what the amendment was.
Yeah.
Or as corrected. Okay, I'm sorry. As corrected.
Correct. It's called a correction, not an amendment.
Okay. Okay, Grace Aaron? Yes.
Pass.
Grace? Okay, Grace passes. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Gary Bost. Nancy.
I passed.
Nancy, was somebody trying to say something?
I passed.
Yeah, somebody just said they passed. Gary passed.
Yes. Yeah, Gary passed. I thought somebody else was trying to say something. Okay. Adriana Casanave?
Passed.
That was a pass? Okay. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Abstain.
Chris abstains. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis? Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis?
Pass.
Catherine passes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Ken passes. Tony Leon?
Abstain.
Tony abstains. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Mansoor passes. Alex Steinberg?
I abstain.
Alex abstains. Carol Travis?
I apologize. I'm not sure what we're voting on.
We are voting on the minutes as corrected by Sorden.
Yes, I vote yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Moscula Washington?
Abstain.
Moscula abstains. Okay, going back, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander? I'll assume he's not on the call. Gary Boast?
Gary voted already.
No, he passed.
He passed.
I think.
Gary passed.
I thought he abstained.
I stand, yeah.
Okay, well, I can't hear you, Gary, and I don't have a vote for you. Adriana Kasanov?
No.
Adriana votes no. Was that you, Gary, saying something?
Yes.
You vote yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Gary votes yes. Thank you. Joseph Davis? Can't hear you. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
I vote yes.
Ken votes yes.
Dwayne votes no.
Dwayne votes no. Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Okay. Let me count.
I think
Muscular Washington.
I passed. No, Catherine passed. I'd like to abstain.
Oh, I'm sorry, Catherine. Catherine wants to abstain.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, I did forget to call on you. Okay. Mansoor abstained. I mean, Muscular abstained. Sorry. Let me count. We have 10 yes. 4 no. 5 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
So it'll be 6 abstentions. 10 yes, 4 no, 6 abstentions.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
You did, Nancy.
What do you want the floor for?
I want you to ask that I shall Director Sabah interrupting and telling the secretary and the chair what to do. We have a chair and a secretary.
Thank you. Point well taken.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to the next item, which was the executive session. There's some points that people want to discuss, so we'll have to postpone that until executive session. Correct?
Madam Chair, Parliamentarian for the set.
Yes, Mr. Parliamentarian.
You didn't announce the last vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you say the vote again for the minutes acceptance, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, 10 yes, 4 no's, 6 abstentions.
10 yes, 4 no's, 6 abstentions. The minutes are accepted as corrected. Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, Bill.
On the executive session minutes, you know, I know Adriana just said she wanted to change something, but, you know, these have been sent out weeks ago. Some were sent out months ago. I have not received any corrections at all on any of them. And I'm afraid, you know, we need to get these approved, and I'm afraid we're not going to get to it if it's the last thing on the agenda. I'd rather approve them, at least the ones that there aren't objections to, and then, if necessary, approve some of the others later, or we can amend them later, correct them later.
Adriana, for the stack,
we're being irresponsible to let these minutes go so long without approving approved.
Adriana,
okay,
for the stack, Chair.
I had asked to postpone this till executive session. Did I get a second?
Adriana.
Okay, then Bill just said something against that motion. Now, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. What the Secretary forgot or neglected to say that it's not months in advance, because we were, since September of last year, since Ms. Cobran quit as Secretary, we didn't have minutes till the last month. All were together, even the executive session meetings, when we were asking for those meetings
okay.
to come to the floor.
Right. So would you please speak to the postponement?
That
point
motion?
Of exactly,
Madam Chair. That's why I'm talking about for the postponement, because we need to go to discuss those minutes in executive
point
session.
Of personal
we cannot
privilege.
Talk in open session.
All right,
okay,
thank
Madam
you.
Chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for your comment, Adriana. Carol, what's your point?
Took the minutes at the session that Janet Cobran resigned on, and I submitted them a long time ago.
Last month.
I believe they were accepted. And at some point there was some discussion made about that Ms. Cobran's remarks were not in the minutes, and she did not ask that they be put in the minutes. She made a statement without saying she wanted it published or indicated, and they are not in those minutes. And furthermore, it galls me, as somebody who took responsibility in the audit committee, to gather minutes that Ms. Kazanev makes all these comments about minutes when there are minute issues.
Privilege.
Okay.
Director Travis is lying.
Okay. All right.
Director
so
Travis
is
lying.
All right.
She presented the minutes. She asked for help. For Bill Johnson,
we're talking about audit committee minutes.
And she don't
about,
have the right to
I'm
say
not,
so because she was the first
to,
one. She was the first one, Madam Chair. She was the first one that discussed the meeting that I was doing.
So
Director Travis is lying.
We're going to postpone voting on the executive minutes now, without any discussion of what needs to be changed, and knowing that the changes can be made in the future, and corrections can be made in the future. So we're going to go to a vote now on postponing this to executive session. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay, so the vote is to postpone approval of the executive session minutes. Okay,
but
Gracie,
so
until later in the meeting.
So executive session later tonight, an executive session.
Okay.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
Do we have to have a debate on postponing, Mr. Tatum?
Yes.
Okay. Benito, what do you want the floor for?
I just wanted to ask a question. I said request for...
okay, what's your question? Okay, what's your question?
I don't understand. Maybe somebody can explain. Why do we have to vote to postpone executive minutes until an executive session? Or maybe I misunderstood.
Okay, I will explain. Because there were no comments or corrections sent regarding the executive session minutes, we wouldn't have anything to vote on and speak of publicly, the corrections. So we can just approve them in open session.
Based on what authority?
Because we're not gonna. And there are six sets of minutes to approve.
Based on what authority, Madam Chair? That's what I don't get. Executive session is executive session. Whatever goes in there,
but
move it somewhere else.
Mr. Tatum.
Yes.
Ask your opinion on this. Do we need to
take
the vote on executive session minutes in executive session, or can we do it in open session if we don't have any corrections to discuss?
The executive session was done off the stream. And Robert's Rules of Order states that minutes of the executive session have to be approved in the executive session. So at the point where you all begin to approve the executive session minutes, you should also be off the stream. And that's the reason.
Okay. Okay, so we can go into executive session now, or we can go into executive session at the end of the meeting to approve these minutes.
Madam Chair?
Does anybody have a motion to go into executive session now?
Madam Chair, we approve an agenda. We have in the agenda point number 10 said adjourn to executive session to approve executive session minutes no later than 11:30. That is the agenda that we approve.
So therefore, that means that you would have to go off the stream as soon as you go into executive session.
Right. So,
but yet,
Adrian, I'm saying
at 11:30,
we have approval of executive session minutes on the agenda at item 5. And at item 10. So can we go into executive session now to approve the executive session minutes?
Yes.
William Hairwagon for the stack.
You will have to go off the screen, and you would have to vote in order to go into executive session now.
Right.
If the vote is approved, you go off the stream and you go into executive session.
Okay. Do I have a motion
Bill,
to adjourn to executive session?
William asked for staff.
William, what was your question? What did you need the floor for?
Yeah, the problem here. Point of order. Point of order.
Okay. Thank you.
Number five.
What's your point of order?
It was number five. If it was number 5 for executive session minutes, it was improperly on the agenda in the first place. It should have, and it should only be in what I think you said was number 10, or somebody said was number 10, that we adjourn to executive session for executive session minutes. That's the only thing that makes sense. This number 5 should not, if that was the proper number, should not have been on the agenda whatsoever.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Madam Chair, still may
point,
speak.
Okay. Now, point not well taken, because even though it's on the agenda, we can always vote to go into executive session at any point in the agenda. as Mr. Tatum has just described and as he has described in the past. So
that
having it on the agenda is not out of order.
Bill might be recognized.
Certainly is.
Yes, sir.
I'll withdraw my objection as long as we can go into executive session 11 by 11:30, because I'm afraid we'll never get out of executive session if we go into it now.
Okay.
It may take the whole rest of the meeting.
So
I'll withdraw my objection so we can just move on. I'm not trying to delay things.
Okay. So I had a motion to postpone to executive session. Did that get seconded? If it didn't, we don't have to continue with it. I bet you did. Yeah, but somebody actually...
Madam Chair, this is the...
What?
I'm asking to speak to this issue. Do we or do we not need to approve a motion? That was the question that I raised that started this discussion, and if I understood properly, Mr. Tatum agreed with me that the stuff belongs in executive session.
Yes, he
did. Point of order, Bill.
And we moved on from there. We did agree with you, and we were going to move into... I asked for a motion to postpone to move into executive session right now, and it was seconded. And Bill said that, you know, he doesn't want to go into executive session now. So we have to take a vote now on going into executive session. We are in the middle of a vote on going into executive session. Would you please take the vote?
Well, the point of order I was making is that nobody ever made that motion.
I did. And I asked for a second.
Oh, you did.
I got a second from Benito, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was after that I asked for the clarification, which Mr. Tatum did,
and he agreed with you. And now we're voting whether or not to go into executive session to approve the minutes.
Which said that we don't need to do that. That we need to be in executive session.
No, we don't need to be into executive session to vote to go into executive session. We're voting.
Correct.
Okay, do you want me to take the vote now?
Take the vote.
Right.
Madam
Chair, calm down.
Take the vote,
please.
Take a tea. Calm down. No one has the floor. We're doing the vote now on adjourning to executive session.
Oh, my God.
Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace Oates, no. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you, John. Gary Bost?
No.
Gary votes no. Adriana Casanave?
Pass.
Okay, Robin Collier?
I abstain because I wasn't in on any of the executive sessions.
Okay. Robin passes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis? Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine votes no. Benito Diaz?
Madam Chair, can Mr. Crozier repeat the motion, please?
I'll repeat the motion.
Holy.
We are voting to go into executive session to approve the minutes.
Right now?
Right now.
That's what we're voting on. We're voting on going into executive session. We're voting on adjourning to executive session to approve the executive session minutes.
My vote is no.
Thank you.
Your vote was, what was, Benito?
No.
Okay, Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Pass.
Pass. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Tony Leon?
I vote no.
Tony votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Carol Travis?
No.
Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington?
No.
Muscular votes no. Going back, Jonathan Alexander, I guess he's not on the call. Adriana Casanave?
I'm sorry.
No.
I vote no.
Adriana votes no. Okay. Joseph Davis. Can't hear you. Dwayne Lark. Didn't hear you.
I abstain.
Okay. Dwayne Lark abstains. We have two yes. We have 15 no and two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, that would be three abstentions. Two yes, 15 no, three abstentions.
Okay, so two yes, 15 no, three abstentions on the vote to adjourn to executive session. We are not going to executive session at this point, and we now go on to item 5B, which was originally item 9A, motion to amend a previously approved motion on timeline for non-affiliate director's election for 2019 from Steinberg. Mr. Steinberg, would you like to move your motion?
Yes, I will. And allow me just to read the operative part of the original motion that was previously approved, and then I'll read the amended version of that motion, okay? Now, the mm-hmm. original motion, this was approved by the PNB on December 13th, and the operative part is, be it resolved that, one, all non-affiliate directors from the 2018 PNB remain in place as holdover directors until the 2019 directors are seated in accordance with past precedent. Two, that the due date for nominations for 2019 directors be changed to the end of the month after the election results are announced, currently February 28th, according to the revised timeline for the 2018 elections. Three, that the election of non-affiliate directors take place early in the following month after the nominations have been sent, currently early March, according to the revised timeline for the 2018 elections. Four, this new timeline for nominations and elections of directors is subject to change if there is a quorum failure or some other occurrence that prevents the election cycle from being completed in February 2019. And now let me read the amended version that I wish to present tonight. Be it resolved that, one, all non-affiliate directors from the 2018 PNB remain in place as holdover directors until the 2019 directors are seated in accordance with past precedent. Two, that the due date for nominations for 2019 directors be changed to 7 days after the results of the election are announced and certified according to the revised timeline for the 2018 elections. Three, that the election of non-affiliate directors take place as soon as the new delegates can convene after the due date for nominations according to the revised timeline for the 2018 elections. Four, this new timeline for nominations and election of directors is subject to change if there is a quorum failure or some other occurrence that prevents the election cycle from being completed in March 2019. And five, that the regular meeting of the PNB for April be scheduled for April 11th, at which meeting the new non-affiliate directors will be seated. And just to motivate that, I think it's obvious that the original timeline had to be amended in view of further postponements that we had to endure with these elections. But we finally have the elections more or less over. They haven't been certified yet, of course, but we expect the certification to be coming sometime between February 15th and February 20th, according to the NES. And the purpose
Mark,
is to get the new director.
Hold on, Alex, hang on. So you read your motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Mansoor seconds it.
Okay, now you can motivate.
Well, my motivation is simple. Some of the dates in the timeline of the original motion have lapsed, and I'm just amending it to address the new time situation we're faced with, and to get the seating of the new directors done as soon as possible. And I think everybody should want to see that. I think the 2018 PNB has sort of outlived itself. It's time for the 2019 PNB to take over. Thank you.
I would just like to read something from the election website just regarding the timeline so everybody is aware of where we are time-wise. The election has closed. This was dated March 5th, 2019, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Results will be certified and released no later than March 20th, as early as March 15th. The results will be released and certified. I believe that means the board has to certify it, right?
No.
The NES does that.
The NES
certifies it. Okay. All right. So it could be as late as March 20th, which would mean nominations for directors would be due March 27th.
That's correct.
Or they would be due March. March 22nd, if it was as early as March 15th.
That's
so
correct.
You're in your motion, you're giving 7 days past the day of the certification and release, and so that would be sometime between March 22nd and March 27th.
That's correct.
Okay. So. I'll take a discussion on this, debate on this motion or amendment. Sorry, who was that?
Benito.
Okay.
Okay, so Madam Chair, I have an amendment.
You had an amendment. Okay, now let's see. I'm going to go to the email.
You have to look, revise one.
You want to read your amendment?
Excuse me?
You want to read your amendment?
Please. Whereas Article 7 of the Pacifica bylaws stipulate in two locations that there is to be a meeting in December to seat the new delegates and elect officers, and that the directors are to be elected the following month in early January. And then I cite the two parts of the bylaws, which is Article 7, Section 6, Meetings B, Section B. There shall be a meeting of the LSB in December each year to seat newly elected delegates and to elect LSB officers, and in early January to elect directors. That was Section 6. And then Section 5, election of officers, says each local station board shall elect a chair, vice chair, recording secretary, and treasurer.
who shall be elected annually at the December meeting of the LSC for a term of 1 year using the instant runoff voting method. So that's the end of the quote. And so whereas these bylaw requirements cannot be met for the 2018 delegate elections due to the timing of these elections, the PMB can nevertheless honor the spirit of Article 7, Section 5, and Section 6 by adhering to the same concept of delegates being seated and officers elected during 1 month and directors nominated, elected, and seated the following month. Therefore, be it resolved that for 2019, delegates will be seated and LSB officers elected during the month of April. Be it further resolved that the deadline for nominations of directors shall be April 30th. Directors are to be elected during the month of May, and the 2019 PMB is to be seated by or before May the 30th. And finally, be it resolved that extended 2018 directors who are not or will not be 2019 delegates will be eligible to run as candidates for election to the 2020, and I missed the word here, 2020 seats. So if I may motivate, Madam Chair.
Is there a second for Benito's amendment?
Dwayne, second.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and motivate your motion, your amendment, Benito.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Point of order.
Yes, Carol, what's your point of order?
It sounds to me like a substitute motion, actually, rather than an amendment. But
Come on, how many times, woman?
Madam Chair, may I motivate my motion?
One second.
What rule was broken?
Right. What rule was broken?
I thought it was misspoken.
What rule was broken? Not what you said.
I withdraw it.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, what's your point of order?
My point of order is, can you please ask Ms. Cassanet to stop interrupting the proceeding?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Adriana, you're not the chair. One reminder enough. Okay. Point well taken. Okay. I think I had 3 points of order there. Points of order. All well taken. Okay. Go ahead and motivate, Benito.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. So, I mean, the concept is basically simple. It's laid out in the bylaws, and all of us are used to it. You elect the delegates, and they elect, and the delegates elect officers 1 month, and you elect directors the following month. You know, I mean, it seems to me that not only do the bylaws call for this, we can't go back to December and January. So the best we can do now is to try to, copy the concept of December, January to April, May. Same idea. I think it's only fair that we give delegates an opportunity to be seated and to elect their officers and then be able to think about, oh, we got to nominate directors as well. Some of these people are going to be new. So I think it's quite unfair to try to squish the whole process
of both the delegates and the officers and the directors all within like a 3 week or two, whatever it is, 3 week more or less time period to try to do all that and expect the delegates are going to be able to come to the meeting. That makes absolutely no sense to me. And then the final point is the last resolve. You have PMV directors whose terms were, the 2018 directors whose terms were extended in order to allow for this current election period. And it would seem to me, and by the way, Carol Travis gave me the idea for this, but through her separate motion. It would seem to me that it'd be fair for those current directors who are not going to be delegates, that they term out, in other words, or have already termed out, you know, they're going to serve their year off or serve their year off the LSB and PMB. So it's only fair that they be able to run for seats in the 2020 election. Yeah, not the 2020 election, but the, yeah, that they be elected in 2020. Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you so much, Benita. Okay, so I have a request for information myself about this. So Mr. Diaz makes a good point about officers' elections and the timing of officers' elections and PNB directors' elections, because if you're elected a chair of an LSB, you cannot be elected as a director. Does that require the LSB officers' elections to take place first before the PNB directors' elections?
Madam Chair, that's what the bylaws say.
It would seem to me that as long as it's known that the person, they can't hold the same office, does it matter when those elections for officers take place? Some LSBs have already elected officers, and they did not wait for the new delegates. I don't think we ever addressed that in any of our resolutions, but some LSBs have not elected new officers yet, and they're waiting for new delegates. So my question is, can they be done concurrently? And also, that's my question.
Bill for the stack.
Jan Goodman for the stack.
And Benito. Okay.
Bill, and then I just need an answer to my question.
Catherine,
Bill,
Stack.
Bill, okay.
Alex's original motion allows for that. There's plenty of time for the officers to be elected when the delegates are first seated later this month. There's no reason to wait. We shouldn't be delaying this thing. And then the
Stop. I want an answer to my question first, before we go on to debate.
Well, yes,
it can
there's
all
time
be done at the same meeting.
For officers to be
it
elected.
It can all be done at the same meeting. Thank you. Okay. Okay, go ahead, Bill. You are debating against this amendment. Is that correct?
Correct. I mean, I think this is how we get ourselves into legal trouble, and this really is a substitute. I think Carol's right. But either way, you know, we should not be delaying seating of the new directors any longer than necessary. And this seems like this amendment by Mr. Diaz would drag it out, you know, till May. And we should not be doing that. We should be going ahead, getting this done. We should not be holding onto our seats any longer than necessary. And I think the original motion by Alex is much better.
I'm done. 30 seconds. You have 30
it's okay,
seconds
I'm done.
Left. You done? Okay. Okay.
Dwayne,
oh, Dwayne, you're speaking for the amendment?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
And Jen on the stack.
Well, it really okay. does sound, it sounds real wild and unfounded for Mr. Crozier to refer to legal trouble, when in fact we violated these bylaws consistently in this whole process of changing dates and changing the bylaws with respect to the timelines for this election in the first place. So we obviously are not concerned about legality. But what we ought to be concerned about is timeliness and having some consideration, because rushing is not rushing 30 days, 20 days, 15 days. If you just back off a little bit, instead of wanting to always have total control of things, because the time really doesn't make that much difference. But consideration of new people coming on and the process that LSB, some are, which are dysfunctional anyway. So what I see is just a rush, well, unnecessary rush. But we're certainly not worried about legalities, because we've been illegal in this whole process from the beginning. We've not considered bylaw rules. We've overruled them with majorities when we've needed a three-quarters requirement or two-thirds requirement. So we're not concerned about legality. And, in fact, what legality? Who's going to bring a lawsuit? If anyone was going to bring a lawsuit, they would have brought it a long time ago with all of the improprieties that have occurred as a result of this process of this election. So let's be real and stop playing games with each other.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lark. Jan, you were debating. You were speaking.
Yes. There's nothing wrong with having the new delegates seated, electing officers, and electing directors all in one meeting. Yes, we could take, 2-3 months to do this, and extend the time, our own time on the board as directors, and in the big scheme of eternity, it's not that much. But if you're talking about a year, if you continue your time on the board, it's a 12th of the year. And the whole election schedule has gotten way behind, and we should try our best to, get back on schedule so that the new delegates get seated as fast as possible, the new officers get seated as soon as the new delegates are elected, and the new directors be elected also as fast as possible. So I think this is a good motion, and we should pass it. And there's no reason that it has to be done. And there's no reason that it has to be at separate elections.
Catherine, I have a point of information. May I be recognized?
Yes. What's your request for information?
Is there any prohibition of any particular LSB having two meetings if they need it? If there's a problem of getting through these votes in one meeting, could they set two meetings? I know in New York City we used to have a separate delegates meeting for the election of officers to the board, which was the tradition up until the time when there was a great effort to keep the New York City delegates off the board, and that was the only time that it changed. So my question is, if an LSB is incapable of voting in one meeting, could they not have two?
I think so.
Isn't that,
they could,
wouldn't that be an option?
Well, I think they could. They just have to remember that the director the directors that are elected cannot be elected as officers of the LSB.
Adriana?
Okay, thank you.
Point of order, Bill.
Okay, what's your point of order, Bill?
This was supposed to be a 10-minute item, and we're over 20 minutes so far.
Okay, do I have an extension for this item?
May I say
extend by 5 minutes,
call
Dwayne?
Of the day.